I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Porter Medical Center in Middlebury has laid off 8 registered nurses. The small community hospital has lost $11 million over the last 4 years. And as VPR's Melody Baudette reports, Porter is now trying to cut costs and increase revenue.
Porter Medical Center Vice President Ron Hallman says the hospital hasn't covered all its costs through patient revenues since 2012.
It's a difficult time. It's a challenging time. There's a lot of complexities and headwinds that community hospitals face in Vermont and throughout the country.
Led by a new CEO, the hospital is also working to increase revenue. Recently, it began offering cardiac testing and opened a new center for patients needing intravenous treatments. The hope is to keep some patients from traveling to other hospitals for these procedures. But Porter is also cutting costs. Last fall, it increased the number of hours part-timers needed to work to qualify for health insurance. Managers are looking for efficiencies both in the hospital and at its 12 physician practices. Porter will also close its certified nurse midwife practice in Vergennes and merge those providers into its OBGYN practice in Middlebury, which will be renamed Porter Women's Health. And Porter Hospital also laid off 8 registered nurses from the physician practices. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Carrie Wolfman says they plan to use more medical assistants.
And I think it's inaccurate to say that we're replacing RNs with MAs, because that's not a replacement situation. It is utilizing a different sort of a team player in a situation where an MA would be appropriate and an RN might not be able to operate to the top of his or her license.
That is so insulting.
Alice Leo is the head of Porter's Nurses Union.
A registered nurse has a role. When you go into the physician's office and you have questions about your medications, you have a registered nurse who can answer those questions. A medical assistant can't do that. You call the doctor's office because you're not feeling well. You talk to a nurse who can help determine if you need to be seen in the office today.
Leo says the union understands the hospital's financial challenges, but doesn't think laying off frontline caregivers is the right approach. The administration says they'd like those nurses to stay with Porter and consider one of the 20 open nursing positions at the hospital and nursing home. Leo says the available positions, especially 12-hour shifts, might not work for nurses who are older or who have families. Porter Vice President Hallman says the changes will help the hospital improve its bottom line. And he says administrators are learning more about the all-payer healthcare system planned by the Green Mountain Care Board.
For small community hospitals like Porter, that we do not have a very deep balance sheet, we really need to pay attention to these changes and make sure that we do everything we can to navigate these challenging times, because we're working without a net.
Hallman says the hospital and its 780 employees will need to focus on quality if it wants to be around, to serve the community, and continue to be a major economic influence in Addison County. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.